I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Every time I hear that, I laugh. However, it is not Danny and Dusty and Rust. It's Andrew Nimick, Danny Marang, and Jeff Rust this time filling in for Dusty, the boss man, Hera. Want to start off hour three with a little concoction of mine, the Down Bad Draft Franchise Edition. This is something I've played with my friends. I love this game. There is an unnamed positive version of this, but in honor of the New York Knicks likely being eliminated, certainly being down 3-1 to their rival Indiana Pacers, it is time for the Down Bad Draft. The rules of the Down Bad Draft Franchise Edition. We are going to select franchises that are the most difficult to root for because of championship drought, because they've gotten ridiculously close multiple times and fallen short of a championship, because they've been consistently awful. You get bonus points for that, or you get bonus points for a key injury, a lottery miss, any type of odds heartbreak that goes outside of your own doing. Bad luck. We're picking from all four pro sports leagues in North America. That is Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, and the NHL. The nominees in the NBA, the New York Knicks, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Atlanta Hawks, the Sacramento Kings, and the Charlotte Hornets. In the NFL, the Detroit Lions, the Cleveland Browns, the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Chicago Bears, and the Arizona Cardinals. In Major League Baseball, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Cleveland Guardians, the Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland/Las Vegas A's. And in the NHL, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs, Buffalo Sabres, and Vancouver Canucks. We are each taking three franchises, and the text line will let us know whose franchises are the worst. We are trying to, as owners, compile the three worst franchises that we possibly can. The text line will determine it. The text line, that fan line, is 503-864-6326. We will be determining the first pick with a flip of the coin. Call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads. Hey, you have a first pick in the Down Bad franchise.
I'm debating which way I want to go with this. Do I want to go with the pure sloppiness of just dysfunction, disarray, and stupidity, of which in the NFL and the NBA, there are two very, very, very clear winners? Or do I want to go down the path of you have been so close so many times only to be punched squarely in the face? That, to me, hurts more because it's the old line, you know, don't give me hope.
Yeah.
Don't give me hope. And so I think I'm going to go down that path.
Okay.
I have a couple buddies, some of my best friends that are fanatical Buffalo Bills fans.
Oh!
To lose four straight Super Bowls has got to be part of the most dysfunctional just unabashed, gut-wrenching hellscapes of any franchise, of any fandom ever, and yet they have one of the best fan bases in sports. The Bills Mafia is fantastic. The table jumping, willing to snowplow paths to the stadium,
are diehards, and they have died hard.
They have died the hardest.
I even think the 2021 game, even almost more than the Super Bowl, the 2021 13-second game, in which they take the lead over the Chiefs, Mahomes somehow in 13 seconds gets them in field goal range, and then, of course, inevitably, the Chiefs win the coin toss and score in overtime. I honestly think that's even more of a gut punch almost than a Super Bowl. Four straight's insane. But 2021, that might be the greatest playoff game ever, and you're on the wrong side of it. And you did nothing wrong.
No. And that to me hurts so much more than the Cleveland Browns, who have never had anything to hope for at all.
Okay. My pick. I get it. I'm going to pivot. We're going to baseball.
Okay.
The Fighting Drews select the Cleveland Guardians, who last won a championship in 1948. They have been to 5, not 4, World Series and lost them all. They set a major league record that they only broke last year, in which they lost 11 straight elimination games. Now, here's where I think they trump your Buffalo Bills pick. I think wearing merch, and even if you can suffer collectively, you feel okay about it. There's nothing wrong with a good old red, white, and blue of the Buffalo Bills. And while the Cleveland Guardians have that same color pattern, darker blue, there were a lot of years where, as a fan, you had to wear a wildly racist Indian logo.
Chief Wahoo?
On all of your gear. So you even kind of felt bad supporting them gear-wise. Then you get to pivot. And you get to pivot to any name in the world. In fact, you know what? You used to be the Cleveland Spiders. So here's
it was there for you.
Here's a lay-in. You could be the Spiders. How cool is that? And you select the Guardians.
And your logo is based off of the outline of Chief Wahoo.
And you suddenly go from a logo that is wildly embarrassing with a franchise that has epic levels of losing in elimination games to the same narrative, but now you're the freaking Guardians.
Yeah.
And you can't feel good about go. What do you chant? Do you say?
It sucks. It's a team name from a movie.
So I think that's why they're worse than the Browns. The Browns' colors are awful.
Yeah.
But you can check out on the Browns in week 5. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Whatever. The Guardians have been to 5 World Series and lost. They've been to 11 straight elimination games in the 90s into 2000s and lost. They are my pick with my first overall selection.
It's a good one. And I'm debating which way I go with pick number 2. Do I go with the theme of just being there so many times and just having it ripped away from you? Or do I go to a franchise that has been dysfunctional, but in the one time where you had a legitimate chance to win a title, someone actively conspired against you to take it away?
Oh, I know where you're going.
And I think that's the one I have to go with.
Okay.
Because it's the Sacramento Kings.
There we go.
Because they have sucked for so long. They are the Kangs, K-A-N-G-Z. But when they weren't, they should have gone to the NBA Finals and won a title, if not for Tim Donaghy.
Yeah. They would have been in.
There was a period for 3 years where the 3 best teams in basketball were the Los Angeles Lakers, the Sacramento Kings, and the Portland Trail Blazers. Those are the 3 best teams in basketball, all in the Pacific Conference. And whoever came out of the series featuring those 2 teams was going to win the title. That's what was going to happen. And Tim Donaghy conspiring and taking away, again, from a great fan base, Cowbell Kingdom, stand up, to take away their one fleeting moment of joy, to memorialize and idolize Mike Bibby, Jason Williams, Vlade Divac,
Peja,
Chris Webber, if that team wins a title, the way you talk about every single one of those guys is so different.
Yes.
Look at the clout that Paul Pierce has off of one title. And that, the way those Celtics players talk about that team all the time, like, you won a title.
Paul Pierce pooped himself on the court, and he's still the great Paul Pierce.
Because you win a title.
Because he won a title.
And those guys would never, ever have to pay for a... And again, they almost don't, because Doug Christie's out there coaching the Kings now, and they're bringing the gang back together, and Vlade Divac is back with the organization. Mitch Richmond's on the coaching staff. Like that's how important those guys all are. And had they gotten that title, what it would have been 1977 for the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
That's what... where the Blazers have that one thing. Yes, they have all of the pain and suffering, but you can point to at least that one. Because without that one, what is it all for?
I get it. I'm with you. With my second pick, I'm going off the beaten path a little bit here, but I need you to bear with me.
Okay.
No pun intended. I am taking
the
Chicago Bears.
The worst quarterback franchise in the history of this
sport. And let me lay this out for you, because you just hit the nail on the head. They've been to the playoffs a league low four times since 1990. They last won a title in 1985, and in that 85 title, and I think this is the curse, they let William the Refrigerator Perry score a touchdown rather than Walter Payton. So Walter Payton, sweetness, arguably the greatest running back of all time, certainly a Mount Rushmore running back. You took it from him because you were at the one-yard line. And the ghost of sweetness has haunted them ever since. Some stats about the Bears. Again, the lowest number of playoff appearances since 1990. They have never in their history had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards. So they've never had an electric offense. Not only that, their all-time leading receiver is Johnny Morris, who played from 1958 to 1967. His career receiving yard total for his whole career...
Mm-hmm.
was 5,059 yards. That is fewer already than Justin Jefferson. It's within striking distance. I think Jamar Chase in four seasons with the Bengals has like 100 fewer.
There you go.
The first name I thought of, and I'm really proud of myself on this, I go, okay, I need to think of like a middling pass catcher that highlights just how bad. Remember, this is the best receiver ever for an entire career. And I went, Todd Heap was just solid for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Heap has 5,800. He has 200 yards in his career more than the greatest receiver ever in Bears history. So you're not good, and your offense is absolutely putrid, and the weather sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Chicago Bears.
But you got some titles there.
You got a title.
Oh, you got a title. And
but
another
it's tainted.
Appearance.
But it is so badly tainted.
Mm.
You're defensive-minded, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're in the cold. There's not a lot exciting. Believe me, I get it. The Bears almost didn't even make this list for me. And then I started looking at the offensive numbers. You are rooting for, in bad weather, 13-9 for 40 years straight.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
And you were clearly the worst quarterbacked franchise in the history of the sport.
To the point that people say, oh God, please God, don't let Caleb Williams, who's by all accounts supposed to make it, don't let him go there.
And Caleb Williams said, I don't want to go here. Yeah.
We're going to have to quickly get through our third picks, and then the text line's going to have to vote. But it is your pick.
My last pick, I'm torn between two franchises, and I'm gonna continue the trend of just continually falling short, and nobody has fallen shorter with more expectations in their sport and for their country than the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, it's a good one.
The love guru himself tried to save them and make it happen. Even the movie felt like it was fake, with Mike Myers out there trying to save Jessica Alba and the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is a team that has not won a Stanley Cup since 1967. And they have had so many opportunities and so many stars, and they are the forebearer of hockey in that nation. Montreal, you don't count. You might as well be French Canada. I have a bunch of buddies that are huge hockey fans that are from Canada that are huge Maple Leafs fans. and yet another year with having perhaps one of the best players on the planet where they come up short, and it's happened over and over and over again. It just,
they've lost seven straight game sevens.
That's just, the record is 10 across sports.
Hey, they're three away.
Which is just, that's an insane thing to see. Another game, like, that has just got to be so, the only thing I can think of more crippling than that is four straight Super Bowl defeats.
So I have the last pick. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to take the Cleveland Browns here, but I'm not going to do it. I could take the Portland Trailblazers and talk about Sam Bowie and, mm-hmm. and Jordan. I could talk about Greg Oden and over Durant. Yep. I could easily do that.
Martell Webster over Chris Paul.
But I don't want to do that to people.
Mm.
Not locally. Not you beautiful people. Vote for me. I'm going to go with the Seattle Mariners. And I have a trump card on this. If you are a Seattle Mariners fan, they are good right now. Do you think the average Seattle sports fan's having a good time watching sports these days? Like the last week or so?
Yeah.
The answer is absolutely no. And the reason is the second iteration, the second superstar iteration of your Seattle Supersonics that were ripped from you and sent to check notes, Oklahoma City, fine. KD, Harden, Westbrook, they came up short. You could live with that. They didn't deserve it because they abandoned you. So to heck with them. Oh, now they get another young team, except they're likable. SGA, Jalen Williams, Chet. What a fun team. What a spunky little squad they've got in OKC. That should be in our own backyard. No, they're in Oklahoma City, and you have to watch your franchise potentially win an NBA title. All while your Seattle Mariners, the actual point of this talking
about,
have never been to a World Series, 48 years. They set a record for 21 years with no playoff appearances that was broken in 2022. And their three biggest stars, three of their four biggest stars in their history left you.
Mm.
One of them being the coolest, unequivocally, the coolest baseball player in the modern era. Barry Bonds, get your ever-expanding head out of here. It's Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
Hat backwards, the bubble gum, the gold chain. He leaves you. A-Rod, you pick a guy who's a generational talent, 40-40, early in his career, unbelievable talent. He leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Johnson, nicknamed the Big Unit.
Mm-hmm.
You can have so much fun in the bars with a nickname like the Big Unit. He's got a curly mullet. He's 6'11 as a pitcher.
He killed a bird.
He goes somewhere else and wins four straight Cy Youngs.
And a World Series.
And a World Series.
Mm.
So the Seattle Mariners not only haven't won a title, but they've also, when they watch their Mariners like they are right now and watch Cal Raleigh, who has hit two home runs in a game from the left side, from the right side, and I believe from either side this season, insane. Even while that's going on, you're being tormented on sports talk radio with how great these spunky OKC players are. So that's my pick.
No, it's a good one. I like it.
So the final tally, the Fighting Dannys select the Buffalo Bills, the Sacramento Kings, and Toronto Maple Leafs. The Fighting Drews select the Cleveland Guardians, the Chicago Bears, and the Seattle Mariners. Let us know on the text line.
One of my favorite Randy Johnson anecdotes comes to us courtesy of local funnyman Ian Carmel, talking about how each portion of Randy Johnson's name could be, if you use a synonym, comes instead of Randy the Big Unit Johnson, you have Horny the Big Penis.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, and that's taken from you. That is snatched from you.
And don't forget wasting the careers of Ichiro and Felix Hernandez.
It's terrible. Factor Fluke. Danny does the honors next on Danny and Dusty on Tanny the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's Wednesday. It's 2:15-ish. Right on time as always. Jeff Rust.
Yeah, perfect.
We're going to burn through this one pretty quick. It's time for Fact or Fluke. Some things we find either fact or fluky. First up, with a win in the NBA Finals. We're putting the cart before the horse here. Tyrese Halliburton can assume the mantle of face of the league. Fact or fluke?
Oh, fluke.
Okay.
If he wins, if they go seven games, if SGA has a game in game seven where he drops 35, 10, and 8, SGA is the new face of the league.
See, I'm gonna go with fluke, but I'm gonna fight you on the SGA thing because SGA, as great as he is, he's not what? American. And it does not matter how great your greatness is if you don't have the red, white, and blue on your back in the NBA.
Wow, you're going to hit him with a Canadian label.
I'm just saying.
He is what
Jokic
he is.
Jokic is a better player. Yeah. Giannis is a better player. You just go down the list. You could say Embiid in his peak is a better player.
I think that's fair.
And the thing about them is...
But Embiid's done. The peak is over.
Yeah, okay, it's over.
we can move on from that. And Kobe was better,
Tatum.
But it's over.
Tatum's the closest thing, and he's not embraced because he doesn't have the juice, and SGA doesn't have the juice, he's Canadian.
I think you win a finals, and you're a superstar in the finals, and you suddenly gain some juice.
Well, Tatum did, and he didn't get it. Here's the thing. SGA also, his commercials are terrible, and if I have to see one more commercial with him and Chet Holmgren on it, I'm going to blow my brains out.
How dare you.
God awful. All right, fact of fluke number two. The Timberwolves can extend the series tonight.
Yeah, I think they can extend the series. They were close in the last game.
Yeah, it was a two-point game.
It was a two-point game, and Ant was a no-show for 2.5 quarters-ish total, not consecutively. And Julius Randle was, what, 1 of 7 with 5 turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
If those guys play better and the supporting cast continues to stay hot, they can win. Will they win? I don't know. But they absolutely can. All they need is a C-level game from their 1 and 2, who gave them Fs last time around, and it was a two-point game.
I'm going to go... I really want to say fluke here, but it's not the moment, but I think it's one of what could be a lot of seminal moments for Ant Edwards. Even if they go on to lose the series, and that is, I want to see him come out with his hair on fire. I want to see him, the way that the Timberwolves started the game was not good.
Yeah.
It just didn't, it did not have the feeling of you need to win this game.
Okay, Ant. Counterpunch time.
And that's what I want to see. So I'm going to say it's a fact because I want to believe Ant Edwards is going to get that done. Last one here on Fact or Fluke. The college football playoff is wide open this year. Fact or Fluke?
Fact. I don't know that there's a definitive number 1, 2, or 3 quarterback. I think there's a group that's pretty good, but I don't think we know for sure. That Ohio State team lost a ton. You like Alabama in year 2 under DeBoer? Maybe there's some questions there. Georgia looks good. Miami's got pieces. Oregon looks good. There's a lot of teams. Penn State looks great. There's a lot of teams that I think are going to be firmly in the mix. I think we might get some parity this year where we get into the playoffs and we don't just expect to know who wins. That being said, if there's going to be one, I do think it might be in the Big Ten with the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I'm going to say fact, and as I look at the rosters around there for the teams that you're going to associate with the top 10, top 15, very few of them are returning quarterbacks. There are question marks in the quarterback room across the country for the best teams in the country. And you can talk about who they've recruited and the ability to get them in there and everything that kind of goes along with that. Whether it's Georgia, whether it's Oregon, whether it's Alabama, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Ohio State, no matter where you look, it is young guy replacing guys that were there for a very, 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 very long time.
Well, even Texas.
Or in college.
People just assume they've got it figured out.
Arch
we
Manning's
haven't seen good. Arch be a superstar no. yet. He could do it. We haven't seen it.
But you alluded to somebody there in Penn State. Penn State seems to be the favored son of college football. Looking at PFF and their forecasting for the 2026 NFL draft, they currently have 5 of the top 45 players in next year's NFL draft, as well as having one of the quarterback rooms with a returning quarterback. Can the Penn State Nittany Lions and James Franklin finally get over that hurdle and become the team that wins it all? We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Big Ten might be wide open this year. A lot of questions. Ohio State and Oregon replacing a lot of pieces. Penn State is not. But you lose an Abdul Carter and a Tyler Warren, maybe the heart and soul of your offense and defense, and you've got questions. Yet, Sports Illustrated predicts that trio, Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State, to all have 10.5 wins. That's the over-under. Then there's another tier of Indiana, Michigan at 8.5. I actually kind of like Indiana. Not to win it, but they're better than that. Danny, Penn State bringing back a lot of pieces, and anytime you're bringing back a proven quarterback, and we can debate his potency. But anytime you're bringing back a quarterback that the NFL is circling as a potential first or second round type guy, the expectation should be pretty high.
Look, I am not a Drew Aller fan, as we were talking about, like NFL quarterbacks. I do not buy it in any way, shape, matter, or form. If you want to, fine. He is not my guy. That's my piece on him. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But he's a good college quarterback. And there's only so many of those in the country that have, like, we are finally entering the post-COVID era. So no longer do we have guys who have 5 and 6 years worth of experience coming onto college rosters. So when you bring back a good, competent college quarterback with experience in high leverage games, now we can talk about Drew Aller smoking some high leverage games. He's done that plenty of times, the inopportune interceptions that he is prone to throw. But this is not going to be new territory for him. Whoever is starting at quarterback for Ohio State, if it's saying fine, if it's Dante Moore at Oregon, fine. They haven't seen it. They haven't had those opportunities. Whoever comes out, if it's Jordan Maiava at USC, he's got a year of mildly leveraged
games. Don't try to sneak USC. No, I'm talking about this. Don't try to sneak USC.
Like, if you're talking about the quarterbacks that you're talking about coming out.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, at Michigan, it's going to be Bryce Underwood. He hasn't seen a damn thing.
The first true freshman ever to make the cover of EA College Football.
There you go. We'll get that here in a little bit. Yep, I mean, and Indiana, they're going to replace Rourke, who's a guy that the coach is given so much leeway and rope to. Like, they're. When you look at that whole conference, the top end talent, it's there in air quotes, but it's all unproven. And then you look at Penn State and you look at who they're bringing back. Yes, they lost Tyler Warren, who you can argue was the best tight end in college football last year. Whether it's him or Loveland, like, fine, I don't care. Like, but you're talking.
Harold Fannin Jr. was unbelievable at Bowling Green.
Sure.
But that's the debate.
Yeah. And then you're talking about like which levels they're playing right. at and who they're
no
playing.
Doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
But you take a look at like what they lost, and it's like they're bringing back a ton of talent. If you look at the very far too early mocks, Penn State has 5 guys in the top 50. You're talking about 5 in the top 45. So that's 5 guys in the first day and a half. That's Ohio State. That's Georgia. That's Alabama. If you're projecting that forward, when you have that much blue chip talent, that's going to put you at the front of the list. Now, can James Franklin finally deliver?
It's also at the right places, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can have 5 guys in the top 45, and if they're an off-ball linebacker, which can help, and sure. a safety, that's different. They've got an edge rusher, a pure defensive tackle, mm-hmm. their quarterback. Both of their running backs are round one or round two. Mm-hmm. One of those guys was not in your top 45 or in that top 45, Catron Allen. He's their number 2 running back behind Nicholas Singleton. They're both probably day 2 or better picks. Mm-hmm. You bring in wide receivers because if you look at it, that was what the problem was for Penn State. They had Tyler Warren and Checks Notes, nothing else. But if you're drawing a roadmap to Penn State being the best team in the Big Ten, I think it starts with, as you mentioned, really good talent, front-end talent, and then go put on the Big Ten title game and watch Drew Aller with just Tyler Warren and some running backs and the way he dissected Oregon's defense. That's a good defense. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think it's phenomenal. You can think their secondary was suspect because at the end of the year it was. But Drew Aller has the tools mm-hmm. to put it together, and we've seen him do it in big spots. And when you look at Oregon and Ohio State, they've lost so much. And I think Oregon and Ohio State as college football factories, we have a tendency to think retool, not rebuild. We're going to plug in this guy and he's going to immediately hit the ground running.
Yeah.
At some point, your luck, it doesn't matter who you are, mm-hmm. your luck runs out. You are not going to keep hitting, one, if you're Oregon, 2 of the most experienced quarterbacks in the history of the NCAA, and then pivot to Dante Moore and he just immediately does what those two do. There's going to be peaks and valleys, even if he's physically more talented. When he's down 3 at Penn, or against Penn State with 2 minutes left, mm-hmm. that will be the most pressure he's ever faced in his life in college football. And you don't know how he's going to react.
Yeah, you don't have Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel, who you mentioned, have endless amounts of game experience to fall back on. You can talk about the Bo Nix moments where he failed early in his career in college. That he knew what that was.
Oh, you can go back and watch some of the Auburn stuff and you'd say, this kid doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. And that's the hope of Drew Aller, right? Because Bo Nix, when he was at Auburn, everybody went, well, Auburn's still a machine. All their replacement receivers that they replaced, those draft picks mm-hmm. and the running backs, they're all great, except they weren't. It was a cycle of misses, and he didn't have that talent around him that everyone just assumed that he had. These are all future first and second round picks. Well, they were all busts. And they all went, well, Bo Nix can't get it done. Well, it turned out it was actually Bo Nix supporting cast. I think if you're Penn State, you go, we brought in through the transfer portal much better receivers. Mm-hmm. We bring back 2 really good running backs. Losing Olu Fashanu a while back, mm-hmm. That hurts, but now we've had the time to rebuild. We've got a good
old
line. And
Penn State's trenches have always been good.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
They're good in the front seven. They've got a shutdown corner who might be a first-round pick, who's projected to be a first-round pick. All the pieces are there. The one thing that's always held Penn State back, in my mind, is that Penn State every year, other than that Rose Bowl year where they beat the Ducks with Kajana Carter, mm-hmm. they feel like the also-ran. Like, mm-hmm. God, that Penn State team was loaded. They were easily a top three team in the nation, but they were third.
They stubbed their toe somewhere along. Honestly, it's been very similar to Oregon in that when the light gets on the brightest, that's when they stub their toe. Now, Oregon's done a much better job over the last 5 years of clearing a lot of those hurdles, but they still have to exercise that one more demon.
It's the same debate. From an Ohio State standpoint, they retool, they reload, and they're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen teams get the five-star quarterback, put him in, and if he's not a stud from day one, he's supposed to be the straw that stirs the drink.
Mm-hmm.
That drink don't taste mixed.
It's real milky.
It does not taste right. And Oregon might face the same thing. The added bonus that Ohio State has that frankly Oregon doesn't have right now. They have Jeremiah Smith, who might be the best receiver, the best true sophomore receiver in the history of college football. Yeah. He's that good. He is that special. If he'd have come out this year in this year's draft just as a 17-year-old kid, by the way, he went to school a year, or, well, Ryan Williams went to school a year early, but Jeremiah Smith's 18 years old doing what he did, he probably would have been a top five pick.
Yeah.
They have that benefit. Oregon has Kenyon Sadiq, who I think will end up being a day one or day two pick. I think he's that special. He'll go in the first three rounds. He's better than Terrence Ferguson as an athlete. He's unbelievable. Outside of that, who's their 1A, 1B, 1C receiver, perimeter guys?
And that's where you
don't know.
That's where you hope a DeCorian Moore ends up being that dude. But as we were talking about in the break, what did Williams put up this year?
About 900 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Which is great for a freshman.
Freshman year.
But you're not gonna ask DeCorian Moore to go out there and be Justin Blackmon.
Right.
That's just not gonna happen.
We've kind of touched on this topic a little bit throughout the day, that the NIL has forced guys to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Age is going to force the two college football EA Sports cover athletes to come back because they won't be eligible for the draft. And they're not alone. This class of 2027 in the NFL is going to be amazing. We'll tell you who the two cover athletes are and also what fans can look forward to, because it might be Arch, it might be Jeremiah Smith, and a couple of defensive prospects who are going to be and grade out as Abdul Carter plus, and they're 18 and 19 years old. That's next on Danny and Dusty on Tanning the Fan. The EA college football cover has been released. There's a standard edition and a deluxe edition. The deluxe edition features seemingly everyone. There's Reggie Bush is on there. There's an official on there. Dan Lanning makes the cut. Sam Levitt, the local West Lynn star who's at Arizona State, makes the cut. A bunch of stars make the cut. The standard edition is two guys. And it's two guys who have to come back for another year, which I think is fascinating. It's Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith and Alabama's Ryan Williams. Ryan Williams put up 900 yards and 8 touchdowns after he reclassified. So he was at Alabama as a 17-year-old for his 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. And Jeremiah Smith is arguably the most electric true sophomore receiver we've ever seen. And Ohio State suddenly, one on offense, Jeremiah Smith, one on defense, safety Caleb Downs, have two of the best prospects we've ever seen at their positions. Mm-hmm. But as far as cover athletes go, they could run it back to back and not have it be an issue.
It's crazy, you know, when we talk about the young guys and we talk about, Ohio State, I'm sure there's a portion of listeners right now that are too young to remember, but the Maurice Claret of it all, being 20 years old and trying to go to the NFL and suing to try to get there.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have that happen again with where things currently are, because the NCAA is getting their ass handed to them left, right, and center.
Well, and those two aren't the only ones. This class that could be not this 2026 draft, but the 2027 draft, I've already written a piece for it for Sports Illustrated that it could be the best draft class ever in terms of hype. Arch Manning is unlikely to be a one and done, even as good as he is. Quarterbacks just don't do it.
No.
Unless they were seniors when they got the job. It's just very unlikely. There's Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows those guys. Dylan Stewart from South Carolina was arguably the best edge rusher in America, even on top of Abdul Carter, mm-hmm. as a true freshman at South Carolina. There are folks who think if he were in this draft, he would have been a top five pick. Colin Simmons at Texas was a dominant force for the Longhorns, and yes, he was surrounded by great players, mm-hmm. including Alfred Collins on the interior that kind of takes some of the pressure off him, but he was phenomenal. You've got Lenora Sellers, who could come this year or could be next mm-hmm. year. I already mentioned Arch. You've got Dylan Royola. You've got DJ Lagway out of Florida. These are all guys, and to varying degrees of how much have you proved, mm-hmm. but that all from a prospect profile you look at and go, yeah, I could squint and see him as a top five pick. And in fact, some of those guys, I don't even have to squint that hard. No. I just wish they could be eligible. When you have two or three guys now, because everybody pops, there's always a Cam Ward every year
sure.
that pops up. If you've got three guys now that are already bona fide top three picks, Colin Simmons, Dylan Stewart, Jeremiah Smith, that you go, well, those guys are top five picks next year if they were eligible. That means your class is going to be bonkers, yeah, crazy bananas. It's an exciting time. The next two covers are likely to be NFL superstars.
And it's nice because this is probably has a lot more to do with my age than anything else, but it feels like we have been missing superstars in college football for a little while. And now Shador and Travis Hunter got a little bit of that treatment because of the media spotlight.
Was Johnny Manziel last one?
Yes, I was going to say Johnny, and before that, you know, Tebow, and then obviously Reggie. Those guys, and a lot of this has to do with the way we consume content too, that plays a part in this, whether it's streaming, pirated, whatever, and you know how many different attention seeking things that are out there. But it didn't matter who you were a fan of. You turned on Reggie Bush. You turned on Tim Tebow. You turned, like, my dad, who does not watch college football, was locked into Johnny Manziel. So it's cool that
Reggie Bush against Fresno State. And people say, well, gosh, yeah, but nobody watched that game. Everybody watched that game. It was Reggie Bush against Fresno State. You had to watch.
So it is cool that we are getting the superstars back.
That's going to do it for tonight's show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for letting me sit in.
The first edition of Danny and Friends.
Yeah, it was fun. There's going to be more. There's going to be kind of a rotating cast of folks coming in. I appreciate getting to be the leadoff hitter as it were. Danny Marang, Jeff Rust, I'm Andrew Nimick. You can find me at High School on SI on Twitter at Andrew Nimick. Rose City, enjoy the weather, enjoy the rest of the week, and have a good one.
See you tomorrow, folks. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.